a long shot for a big score? You need Silly Underdog Picks.
There's no need to fear. Underdog is here.
It may be a long shot, but it's all you've got. It's time to pick your dark horse.
But not your nose.
This is Silly Underdog Picks.
Brought to you by Volunteer Hose and Gasket.
Silly Underdog Picks. Now on Darren, Donick, and Chase.
Underdog. There's no need to fear. Underdog is here. Underdog is here. Ooh.
It is Silly Underdog Pick time here on Darren, Donick, and Chase on this Thursday afternoon. Hope everybody's having a good day. Darren McFarland, Chase McCabe. The commish is in the house. Willie Donick, he's up in New York, but he's in the house. Looks like another member of our panel is here, but one is missing. I'm not sure what's going on there, but somebody is missing.
Unusual.
Yeah, very unusual.
It looks like you're missing, Darren. Now I see you.
Yeah, I had to clear my throat. I was getting choked up talking about it. But we do have the former quarterback, Kelly Holcomb, here with us as we try to connect with Chris Sanders. Not sure where he is. Maybe he doesn't want to hear the standings. Maybe he's given up. Maybe he has literally punted the season. He says, see you in 2022. Kelly, tell us when you get to this portion. You know how big December is in the NFL. It's a long grind. And as bodies fall and they come back and, you know, they go away, they come back. When you start getting into weeks 13 and 14 and 15, what is that like in the course of an NFL season when you're doing that stretch drive, when you're a team that's good?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say when you said a team that's good, because if you're a team that's bad, you know, it can go south real quick. You know, you kind of lose. You know, I've been on teams where you lose motivation, you know, because you're going out each week and you're losing. And you just can't do that in the National Football League because that stuff, everything. Of course, everything is on film now in high school, college, and pro, so people see that. But, you know, when you're in it, when you're in the thick of things, you know, you just got to pay attention to detail. You just got to keep doing the things that have gotten you there. It ramps up. I mean, there's a certain level of intensity when it's in the preseason, and then when the regular season, you know, it gets way more intense because preseason's a joke now, but, you know, it gets way more intense. And then when you take it to the playoffs, I mean, the intensity in the playoffs, I mean, you're one of a few teams that has a shot to win the whole thing. And, I mean, you just got to stay focused. You got to stay healthy. You got to get in the weight room and keep your body healthy. You got to get in the, you know, the meetings and, you know, just pay attention to detail. So it's there's a different intensity, that's for sure. But, another thing is this COVID stuff. I mean, because, you know, you get to, you know, those guys get tested all the time. And then, you know, you look at these teams that are doing really well. Well, what if they have a deal where they've got 7, 8, 9 guys that tested positive and they're key members of the team? You know, that's something that nobody ever thinks about right now. And you could have the, you know, a really good season going on, and then you get key guys that has to sit out a game or two. That's huge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and how is practice during these weeks? I've been watching this Hard Knocks for the Indianapolis Colts. This is the first time they've ever done it during the season. And,
right.
You know, they're talking about, you know, these guys, key guys like DeForest Buckner, who went down in the Tampa Bay game. And then, you know, he's hobbled, and, you know, a defensive back who's got a calf injury, but he's out there and he's like in a practice. He like does like two plays and he comes off the sideline and they're like rubbing down his calf and he's out there limping around. What is it like as, you know, you're dealing with stuff, but you still are trying to practice and prepare, but you're also dealing with stuff, and it's more important to have you available for Sunday and not really on, let's say, Thursday.
Well, nowadays, I mean, the new collective bargaining agreement, I mean, to be honest with you, I went out to Arizona and was, you know, saw Bruce when he was out there before he went to Tampa Bay, and he was telling me, and you guys know this, they only got 12 padded practices for the whole year. So, I mean, everything nowadays, I mean, I know that they have run-throughs, but every day now is like a glorified walkthrough.
Mm-hmm.
So I just don't understand. You know, I'll go back to the, you know, and they had a big win the other night against my Bills, and they threw the ball 3 times. I don't understand that. But, You know, Bill Belichick has come out saying, if you're going to be good at football, you have to practice football. And I think that's a huge statement right there, because, you know, the things that you're going to be good at, you're going to practice. And the way that the National Football League is set up now, I mean, there's not much practicing going on, man. You walk through and then, you know, practice. There's not, you don't have many padded practices. I mean, you got to go shells for most of the year. So I don't know how they do that, because I think there's only 12 of them that you got padded practices. So that's tough. And, you know, everybody's, after the first game, everybody's not well. You know that, Darren. I mean, everybody's banged up the plays. I mean, they've got just nagging injuries that happen. And, you know, it's just tough. I know it's frustrating for coaches nowadays, too, and it's frustrating for trainers, because, you know, you can only do what you can do with guys. And you know, some guys are tougher than others.
Elijah, what is the latest? Because I have sent a couple of texts to Chris Sanders saying, where are you, man? What's going on? We're trying. We've been calling you. What are you getting on your end?
The same as you. Nothing so far.
Just crickets.
Crickets. He does know we were doing it today, because I talked to him about it yesterday when we were recording, talking with TD.
And he posted on Instagram 6 hours ago a picture of him from high school. So, I mean, I don't know what's going on here.
Huh.
What do we read into that? The picture of him from high school.
I wanted to address this today because there's a lot going on with this picture.
Huh.
I feel as though he's embarrassed, though, at this point. I mean, he's getting a little embarrassed. Don't y'all think?
Do you think?
Oh, I definitely think so.
It's possible. Do we think that the therapy with Dr. Phil, does Dr. Phil need to do the picks? Or...
We've never had this happen. I mean, I guess we've still got, you know, we need to review, and then we got a break, and we'll come back with our picks. I mean, I guess there's still time for him to jump
there's
in
still
there.
Time.
See, this is what I think. I think he's listening right now, and he's messing with us. He knows he's got the first pick, I believe.
He does have the first pick.
Yeah, I think he knows.
I don't
think
Chris does that. I don't think so. I could be wrong, but I don't think Chris does that.
What, messes with people?
I think he would rather be on here and just, you know, either taking his medicine or throwing some darts. I don't know. That's just me. I don't think he's doing that, but I don't know. I don't know what's going on. So with that being said, Commish, let's review. Let's play your cheesy song.
Willie, oh, Willie D. Willie D. Ooh, oh, oh, Willie. Oh,
ladies and gentlemen,
D.
welcome to the Big Apple, and this week's recap of the Silly Underdog Picks 2021 presented by Volunteer Hose and Gasket. In the backdrop, the Empire State Building, looking down upon us here in our hotel, a beautiful skyline here in Manhattan. It's a great place to recap this tremendous, healthy competition that has been going on now for 14 weeks. Let's recap first what happened online. Our online contest at thegamenashville.com, not as many picks this week, so that affected the most popular picks. So some clear favorites, 53% of the audience selected Houston, the underdog against undefeated Cincinnati. That didn't go very well. That's a very high percentage, but it stands to reason because there weren't very many games. 51% of the audience had Iowa over Michigan. Then 46% had Alabama. That was the winner. 41% had Baylor over Oklahoma State. That was a winner. So those were the four picks that a lot of people decided to get. There was just a smattering of other ones here and there. The winner of our online contest was Chad Smith of Nashville in the tiebreaker over Chris Finnan. So Chad had a better guess on the Bills Monday night pick against the Patriots. He actually had Bills 24-17, and that was good enough to do it. It was, remember, it's the points that you're trying to get there. So, congratulations to him. Now, let's recap what happened with the insiders last week. It was a pretty good week overall for the crew, even though we know Darren McFarland has a massive year. A massive year. He had the first pick. He was trying to get the triple digits, and I believe that's never happened before in underdog history. Of course, we pick more games now, so you have more opportunities to get points. But he was going for the milestone. He took Oregon a 2.5-point dog in the Pac-12 championship game against Utah. Utah gets the win. Utah moves on to the Rose Bowl. Utah, maybe one of the more underappreciated programs out there. They're pretty good. Chris Sanders?
I didn't realize their coach was texting Miami during the game. Negotiating terms. So
hey, you up?
I goofed on that one. $7 million. I'm looking for $8 million.
Yeah, that probably didn't help. But Utah got the W. Darren Falls there. Chris Sanders had the second pick. He went with Houston, as he often does. He
swing and a miss. He's
very popular pick, as we just pointed out. 10.5-point dogs against undefeated Cincinnati. The Bearcats win it. And with it, they advance to the college football playoff. So Chris falls to 2-23. He's not here to defend himself.
Yeah, by the way, we have a vote on our text line that Big Joe should have to make the pick for Chris, since that's what we did to Darren.
Aha. Uh-huh.
I'm in.
Well,
I'm in.
Can we find Big Joe? Step on up, big guy. All right. Kelly Holcomb had the next pick. He went with Baylor, a 5.5-point dog against Oklahoma State in the Big 12 title game.
Winner.
Exciting game. Baylor jumped out early. They had the backup quarterback, who also is a great baseball prospect. And you could see he throws like a shortstop. He made some good plays, also made some pretty scary plays, but they got it done with great defense. Unbelievable goal line stands a couple of times in the game by Baylor. If you saw it, it went down to the last play, and the guy literally dives for the
Amazing.
Pylon and missed by maybe
Amazing.
6 inches
yep.
of ticking the orange pylon and winning it for Oklahoma State on the final drive. Dramatic game. Baylor gets the win, so Kelly picks up 5.5.
Nice job.
Yeah, that was exciting, man. I thought they were going to lose it because it was first and goal on the 3, was it not? And they had 4 plays.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so, yeah.
And you could smell it, though, because they had failed earlier in the game on that, too.
Yeah.
They had struggled to get it in, so you knew it might not be a gimme. And sure enough, wow. And can anybody name, because I have already forgotten his name, what is Baylor's coach's name?
Dave Aranda.
Yeah. I mean, he's a guy, he's very soft. I didn't know much about him. He's got a Big 12 championship. Like
I'm
when he took over.
At LSU.
He was the guy at LSU on the national championship team.
Pretty good stuff.
I'm not sure why he went for 4th-and-1 or 4th-and-2 on his own 30.
He had to answer that question after the game, and that would have been a big thing.
Yeah.
That would have been a big thing if they had lost that game. He said, I'll have to live with it. He said, I like the decision. I got to coach him up better. So that was a tough call.
Well, and another thing is the young quarterback, I mean, it's 4th down. I mean, you got to try to fit it in there. So, like, don't just throw it away.
Yeah, he did. He did kind of do a throwaway, but it was the backup quarterback. Yeah, shaky decision. All right. Chase had the 4th pick. He went with Iowa, 11-point dogs against Michigan. No contest. Wolverines, no problem at all.
Swing and a miss.
In the playoffs. That was a swing and a miss.
That was a sombrero. That's what that was. It was bad.
Yeah. Now, your other black and gold team did pretty well, Chase.
Yeah,
you had then the first pick in the NFL. A lot of success with the fellows here. The Steelers, 4.5-point underdogs against the Ravens at home. Season on the line. They hang on. First of all, they make the great drive to come back. Then they preserve the win by stopping the 2-point play with everything riding on the 2-point play. And the Ravens can't quite get it done. So Chase picks up 4.5 points. He still trails Kelly in the standings.
I'll take it. This is a win.
I wanted.
When that ball was in the air, Chase, and Mike Andrews is reaching his hand out to try to catch it with one hand. What were your thoughts?
I can't say those on the radio. But that's what
it was. And Kelly, on that little flick throw there, I know TJ Watt is sort of changing the angle of the throw a little bit. Do you think Mike Andrews should have caught that ball?
That's hard, man, because it looked like that he kind of slowed up. I don't know why he kind of slowed up, but, you know, Lamar Jackson was trying to throw that ball out in front of him. And when you slow up just for a split second, it's going to be out in front of you. And I think that's kind of what happened.
So close. Well, Kelly had the next pick.
I've seen the Andrews guy make catches like that, though, you know.
Yes. It wasn't the best throw, but it was maybe catchable by a guy like Andrews. But the Ravens will be stinging from that one. Kelly had the next pick. He took the Patriots, a 2.5-point dog, against the Bills on Monday night. Little did we know at the time what kind of weather we were going to have in Buffalo. Of course, Kelly's seen that kind of weather before firsthand. Kelly, what's the worst weather you ever played in a Bills game?
It's every game like that. It's not as windy as it was that night, but like it's just windy. We played the Patriots up there one time, and it snowed before the game, and it was freezing cold, and we were getting drilled, and J.P. Losman was the quarterback, and I think it was 45-7, and Mike Mularkey was the coach. Y'all know Mike Mularkey. Mike Mularkey was the coach, and he told Tyke Tolbert, the wide receiver coach, to go get Kelly ready, and there was like 5 minutes to go in the game. And I'd already played 13 years in the National Football League now, and probably wasn't the best decision on my part, but when Tyke told me that, I said, you tell him I'm not going in this game. And then he goes, don't kill the messenger. I'm like, dude, it's 5 minutes left to go in the game, and it's 45-7. What kind of deal? Well, like, he got it. Like, JP got himself into this mess. Let him get himself out of it.
Did you go in?
No, I didn't go in. Probably wasn't the best thing I could have done either. But, you know, Mike, I think Mike understood. It was snowing. I mean, good gracious, it was
right, you just been standing there for four quarters. You're right.
For 3.5 quarters, for three quarters and 3/4 of that quarter.
Yeah.
And he's wanting me to go in the game, and I'm like, is he crazy?
I can't feel my hands.
No, awesome. You know, that probably wasn't the best thing for me to do, but, you know, I'd already played 13 years. I didn't care, so, hey, it is what it is.
You missed out on some opportunities maybe to complete a couple passes at garbage time there, Kelly.
Yeah.
But
yeah, no,
I'm sure that
I'm
was in the
–
speaking of passes, well, the Pats threw three in the game against the Bills,
Is there any other coaching staff in the NFL could have been that patient? Could you have done could anybody else have done that?
It's a great question.
Probably not.
This day and
probably
age.
Probably not. Yep, probably not.
You had to go back to the Bills' O.J. Simpson days – of 1974, the last time a team completed two passes and won a game.
Yeah.
And Jonnu Smith, by the way, made a spectacular catch
on
one of them.
Yeah,
he did.
Sure did.
Yeah, he did.
It was a great catch. So the Patriots win it, and they really hurt the Bills on that particular game. They'll have a rematch here coming up pretty soon. So Kelly picks up 2.5. He goes 2-0 in the week, picks up 8 points.
Nice job.
Chris Sanders had the third pick. He went with the Falcons against the Bucks. The Falcons had the pick six on the very mysterious, what the heck was Tom Brady doing? Got intercepted by the defensive end on a swing pass at the end of the half. And so the Falcons were right in there in the second half, but they just couldn't get a whole lot closer. Missed opportunity for them. The Bucks take care of business. And then Darren finishes off by getting to the century mark. The Chargers, a 3-point dog at the Bengals. They jump out to the big lead. Bengals come back, cough it up. Defensive touchdown by the Chargers puts the game away. So, Darren, 100.5 points on the season. Congrats.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I think I've seen now, guys, what's going on. Did you notice the review? What happened? We all won. And
yeah.
There was only one person that didn't win any games.
So, this is what I propose that we do since he has the first pick. He has to take Navy.
That is a game you could pick, I suppose.
What is the line?
7.5.
Okay.
He takes the Navy.
Okay. Well, we can mull that over during the break. Here are the standings, and then we'll send it to the break. Darren at 17-10 with the asterisk, 100.5 points. Kelly, 9-19 with 37.5, still holding second. Chase at 6-22 with 32.5. And Chris at 2-up, 24 down with 14. So going into week 15, Chris does have the first pick, then Kelly, Chase, and then Darren has the wraparound picks. So this is the Silly Underdog Contest brought to you by Volunteer Hose and Gasket. The picks for week 15 are coming up. Time to make the picks for week 15 Silly Underdog Contest presented by Volunteer Hose and Gasket. Darren McFarland with the commanding lead, over 100 points on the year, 100.5. Kelly with 37.5, Chase 32.5, Chris with 14. First and foremost, have we found Chris Sanders? This is big news.
Hey guys, I'm so sorry, man. I got my days mixed up. We had a half a day, so I went home and watched Dateline, and I fell asleep watching Dateline. And I feel so bad, man, because I'm like, man, this is getting really good. And I'm like, whoa, and I looked at my phone like, where are you at? I'm like, oh, my gosh. I am so sorry, but Dateline was getting good.
It's all I'm good, sorry. Chris.
I'm sorry, but I apologize. I'm so sorry. Gosh darn it.
Dateline, just wondering what the subject was.
Who
at
died?
Somebody cares, man. At least I got a text like, Chris, you okay? Like, where are you at? Can I get
I'm not going to lie. Like, this is very unusual with Chris. I was a little concerned. I'm like, is he okay? Like, everything
somebody
good?
Loves me. Chase loves me. Darren didn't even say a word. Here, crickets.
No, that's not true. I mean, we've already established that you've been posting pictures of you without a shirt on in high school. On social media.
Yeah, what was up with these glasses?
You know, you with the, the hair.
Come on.
I mean, you know, you were posting pictures earlier today. Elijah vouched that you knew. So
I apologize, man. I never want to miss, but, man, I had a half a day and it just screwed everything up. And I said, let's go home and watch Dateline. And it was really good.
Yeah, I mean, I cared. I knew the review, how it was going to go. And there was only one person went 0-2. And so it kind of made sense. So, you know, I mean.
Sorry, you guys. Man, I miss you guys. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Commish.
No problem. Now, I do want to throw one thing out there to the panel that Chase actually brought up in the last segment. There's only one college football game this week, and that's Army-Navy. Otherwise, we have only the pro games to pick from.
Yes.
Do we want to make the Army-Navy game eligible to be picked?
Yes.
That's fine.
I thought there were some more games, though.
Nope. That's it.
Like ETSU versus North Dakota. Isn't that the... Am I the right one or something?
There's no spreads, though. There's no lines.
Oh, okay. I'm new with this.
I mean, have you seen lines for those games?
No.
I thought ETSU was plus 24.
I don't.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm messing up the program. Go ahead, guys.
They do have lines.
Do they?
Yeah.
Montana,
James Madison.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's about four games.
Now, does this fit the criteria?
We've never delved into
bleachers on both sides, and
I'm looking at DraftKings. There's nothing on the sports books. I don't know where you guys are seeing. There's nothing on CBS.
Yeah, because I don't know, but I know it's plus 24. And
I mean, you may be calling. You may be calling
very
Tony.
Interested in games.
Okay,
Tony,
wait, no, he's right. I'm looking at BetMGM. Montana is a 7.5-point dog at James Madison.
Yep.
ETSU getting 26.5 at North Dakota State.
I won that one.
South Dakota State at Villanova.
Yeah, I think we're gonna have to pass on those.
Okay, thanks. I tried.
Yeah, okay, but Army Navy, because it's
okay.
FBS, it would be eligible.
Okay.
Y'all are setting precedence right here. We can't look at the FBS schools anymore, huh?
I mean, these are FBS. It's true.
We did allow the FCS picks early in the season. Remember, there was the one game that nobody.
I think they should be eligible.
Well, first of all, absolutely. I thought we were using CBS as our marker for the lines.
Well,
there
is no lines on CBS for those games.
That is not true because if you scroll down to all FCS games.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
they don't pop up. So I don't know what's going
Darren.
On.
Oh, actually, they do have them. Okay, you're right.
Yeah,
they do
Darren.
Have them. All right. My apologies. They do.
Thanks, bud.
Okay, so it sounds like the panel is okay to, if you would everybody want to make a college pick then?
Can I go first?
No,
I don't say that. I'm just saying it's an option.
It's an option. Okay, so this week we're giving you an option of round one and round two. You can do whatever you want.
Huh?
I say
well, no, we'll have the bowls next week. We'll have the bowls.
Okay,
bowls.
Yeah, okay.
No, I'm talking about this. If you want to select a game from what I guess it's the old 1AA playoffs, right?
Yeah.
That's what's going on this week.
Yeah, FCS playoffs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you have an option of picking those from those games, the Army-Navy game, and the NFL games. Is that what we're saying?
Yes. Yes.
So you pick one, so not two, right?
Yep, just one.
Okay. But you're still going to pick an NFL game no matter what, so yes.
Okay, good deal, good deal. Okay.
But can you pick two NFL games?
Yes.
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 Okay.
Oh,
just clarify. Okay, listen, this is what the commission has to do. We try to rule. We get this, we build a consensus.
Give Chris his ETSU and let's keep it moving.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, hit his music. Let's be official for it then. So Chris Sanders has the first pick.
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
Okay, you already know my pick, man. I'm going ETSU plus 26. You already know where I'm going.
The Battle of Bucks of ETSU are a 26-point dog against North Dakota State. Okay.
You don't even know what ETSU stands for?
Eagle Texas Southern University.
Oh, my gosh.
I just
and you wonder why
baby.
You're 2-24. They're in I'm the out. Damn state,
okay,
Chris.
Okay.
They're in our state.
Well, that's great, but I didn't.
He said, oh,
I just saw 26, man. I just saw 26. That's all I'm saying. They could be Brentwood Blaze. I'm going with them. 26.
Oh, my God.
He.
Hey, can we just do this real quick? Can we just let him pick his NFL game and let him go back to his slumber?
Okay, so back to Dateline
or whatever he's doing?
Yes. You want me to pick my pro one, too?
Yes, go ahead. Just pick it.
Okay, Jacksonville over Tennessee.
There it is. And you'll pick the Titans on Sunday. When you're on the pregame show on Sunday, you'll pick the Titans and say they're going to win big.
No. I'm sticking.
Just a FYI, heads up, pregame show starts at 9:30 on Sunday, so a.m.
Oh.
Keep that in mind.
You so mean, Darren. Thank you.
All right. So Chris Sanders has made his picks. ETSU, a 26-point dog at North Dakota State.
Just have your
in the 1AA playoffs, the FCS playoffs.
Let us know if the ex-husband gets caught for killing his ex-wife, okay, on
yes.
Dateline. Have a good day,
it's always
Chris.
The ex-husband.
Thank you.
It's always –
no,
and he usually
no,
has
it's
a mustache.
Next-door neighbor, buddy. It was good.
Could be the neighbor.
Okay. We'll talk to you next
week.
All right,
that's it,
buddy. Yeah, that's it. See ya.
You just made your pick.
Thanks, guys. Okay, thanks, guys.
Forever Titan Chris Sanders. There you go.
Just in and out. I'll see you later.
No, Elijah, I'm serious. Like, he's made his picks.
Okay, go. Is that it?
Hey, Chris. Hey, Chris. Chris, real quick, I want to tell you something. Real quick.
Oh, you hang up on me.
Now the turntables.
Who's up now?
Holy
All right,
crap.
That brings us
said,
to Kelly
I
Holcomb.
I don't even know what that stands for, ETSU.
That's really bad. Really bad.
That's kind of shaky. It's kind of shaky. All right, so Kelly Holcomb has the floor. Kelly Holcomb, of course, at one time did play in the 1AA playoffs, now known as the FCS playoffs. So he has the floor.
I ain't never getting this 30 minutes back.
Never going to get it back. I mean, I've heard a bunch of chicken scratch. I mean, what are we doing? And then we've gone over the commission's head and just, you know, Darren just said, hey, just go ahead and pick two. And then if he would have got my game, of course, he wasn't going to. I mean, he goes with the worst pick ever. I mean, good gracious, dude. Like, I don't know. Okay, so
Were you really worried about anything he was going to pick? Do you want anything he was going to pick?
You know what? When I heard you say that, I'm like, if he takes one of my picks, dude, and then he goes with Jacksonville. Now, I know Tennessee has got, like, COVID. Do they still got COVID problems?
No.
No. No.
Okay, so
Byard is off the COVID list. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So, all right. So I'm going to go with a home dog again. I'm going to say the Redskins with Old Dominion. Mr. Heinicke beats Dallas.
I'm sorry. Who?
Is that his name?
No. Who did you pick?
What team?
That is his name.
The Redskins. Washington Redskins over the Dallas Cowboys.
So we don't know who ETSU is, and we got the Redskins.
Hail
what is
to
happening
the
today?
Redskins.
My bad. Sorry, Washington football team. I forgot we were in a woke society.
What a bleep show this has been today. Holy
the WFT.
My bad.
WTF.
Football team. Sorry. In the house, I still call them the Redskins. Sorry, fellas. My bad.
I can't do this.
Elijah, do not
the Washington
this,
football
do
team.
Not put this hour up on the SoundCloud, okay? Just leave this hour out.
I just broke the dump.
Leave it out, okay? Don't make this available, all right? Just...
That is great. That's great. My bad. The Washington football team, Darren.
And here's the best part. I'm sitting here looking at the lines, looking for the Redskins now.
Good luck.
I don't see it.
Guys, we're never going to get this 45 minutes back. This has been a crap show.
The Washington football team, surging on the season, is a 4.5-point dog playing at home against the Cowboys. Very important game.
Kelly,
first
I will
of
offer
two matchups
you this,
between these two.
I'll offer you the same thing. If you want to go make your second pick and just bounce, you can do it. Okay. I'll offer you the same thing. If you want
to
make your pick and just
right
get the
we,
get the hell off the show, we can do it.
Okay, then if that's the case, I'm going to say Pittsburgh beats Minnesota. Yes.
Okay.
Breaking rules.
So I could do the Michael Jackson and beat it then, right?
We'll see you next week, Thriller. Okay,
right,
have a good
right,
one.
Talk to y'all. See ya.
Goodness gracious.
What happened? What has happened today?
I go to New York. I try to make time to do this as the commissioner. We're breaking rules. We're setting precedents. I don't know if we're going to be able to keep a lid on this thing.
Chase, do this quickly, and let's get out of this thing.
Well, the Steelers are a 3-point dog tonight against the Vikings. Minnesota desperate to try to stay in the race here. Steelers also desperate. Two teams that need a W, a rematch of Super Bowl IX. Okay, Chase McCabe has the pick.
No, I don't get music.
No, what happened? No,
wait, why would we do anything right?
I'm so thrown off. What? Is this his first or second pick?
First. Okay. I'm so thrown off, too. I see a rebound for the Buffalo Bills.
I mean, really? You're going to take a 3.5-point game? Really?
I'm just trying to catch Kelly at this point.
Okay.
So, nobody's catching you.
Again, you've taken my pick.
Good.
The Bills are a 3.5-point dog on the road against the Tampa Bay Bucks. Bills at Bucks.
Okay.
All right. So, Darren, you've been throwing out and changing the rules. Are we allowing Chase to pick two
I
in a row here?
Just go. Just make your picks. Let's just move on.
The Raiders get out of here. Plus 9.5. It's got to end sometime for the Chiefs. Raiders on the road.
Okay. You literally took both picks.
Good.
So, all right. That's fine.
You made the rules, so.
I know.
You get it.
Elijah, don't even play any music. Let's be done with this.
I think
this
Darren should sing.
Splatter show that's been silly underdogs.
We need one. None of those. A lot of those. I'm not.
Give me the Jets plus 5.5. JETS, 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 Jets. I'll take the Jets plus 5.5, and I'll take the Rams plus 2.5.
Okay.
Big game.
Jets plus 5.5, Rams plus 2.5. I'll do that.
All right, mercifully.
Both ones.
Mercifully, we will review these picks.
Yeah, do we need to?
No, just
for week 15. In one of the strangest free-for-alls of all time in underdog picks, here are the selections for week 15. Music, please. I'm waiting for the ETSU fight song.
He was looking
for
it.
We don't have it. All right, Chris Sanders. Tardy, watching Dateline, up from a nap, selects a team he's never heard of. The East Tennessee State Battling Bucks. In the FCS playoffs in the first round, a 26-point underdog at North Dakota State. Kelly Holcomb.
Put in your notes, he said, I don't even know what ETSU stands for. Put
no
that
idea.
In your notes.
Did not know. Did not know
in fact,
of the
he
Bucks.
Even said, he even said Texas. East Texas something.
Yes. It was not a pretty segment for Chris Sanders, but if he wins two games, there's no telling what he's going to do next week.
Was it a pretty segment for anybody? Let's just be honest here.
Kelly Holcomb had the second pick, and speaking of that, he selected the Washington football team, called them by their previous name, which they don't go by anymore, a 4.5-point dog against the Cowboys in a pretty big game. Washington has come back into the race with some good football, and they play the Cowboys twice, starting with this one on Sunday. Then Chase McCabe selecting the Buffalo Bills, looking for a bounce back, a 3.5-point dog on the road at the defending Super Bowl champion Buccaneers. Then Darren McFarland, who allowed everybody else to take all the picks and selected the last two. He went with the Jets, a 5.5-point home dog against the Saints coming up, even though the Jets have serious injury problems, as do the Saints. Darren then came back with one of the big games of the day, the Rams. They're a 2.5-point dog as they go on the road to take on the 10-2 Arizona Cardinals. Then it was Chase again. He selected the Raiders, a 9.5-point dog on the road against the Chiefs, who carved them up the last time they played. This game is at Arrowhead. Important game for the Raiders coming off of that really tough loss to the Washington football team. Kelly selected the Steelers, a 3-point dog on the road against Minnesota. That game is tonight. Big game for both teams, and it does look like Dalvin Cook is going to play. And then finally, Chris Sanders took the Jaguars. Now, what was one of his two wins this year? It was the Texans over the Titans a couple of weeks ago. So he takes
the
Jags, an 8.5-point dog against the Titans coming up on Sunday. So, remember, you can play online with us. This is going to be an interesting contest this week with so few college games. Just go online to thegamenashville.com, make your three picks, see if you can win a prize. Those are our picks for week 15. Gentlemen, good luck.
Thank God this is over.
We'll be back and wrap up this crap show next. Just to make up to the listeners for that absolute splatter show of silly underdog picks, how about we reward somebody by being caller 5? 615-737-1025. That's our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Just call in, and if Elijah says, congratulations, you're caller 5, you'll win a pair of tickets to see Friday Night SmackDown. You can't even buy these tickets yet at Bridgestone Arena on January 21st. So, Willie, you're up at Belmont Park. Tonight's the Predators and the New York Islanders. It'll be a 6:30 puck drop. Pete Weber and Hal Gill will have your call here on these airwaves. I'll have pregame at 5:30 over on the Bally Sports side. Yes, they're back doing this game. It's not going to be ESPN Plus. It'll be ESPN Plus again tomorrow night. But their coverage will begin at 6 o'clock on Bally's. What are you expecting tonight?
Good analysis there.
Is he gone?
I don't think so. I thought he was there.
Sorry, guys. I didn't have my muted myself.
No,
sorry about
muted.
That. I expect a very focused and desperate Islanders team. They know they've got to get it moving here. Slowly, if you look, they're starting to get guys back. They're starting to look a little bit more like the team they were supposed to be. They went winless in November. But in December, they have three consecutive overtime losses and then finally a win on Tuesday. So they're moving in the right direction. I think you're going to see a team that's going to be very tough tonight. I think Nashville, if they can, I think this will be a challenge. We're going to talk about this tonight on our broadcast. Remember how easily the Predators dispatched Columbus a couple of games ago? They beat them 6-0. Mm-hmm. And then they came back and they got up. They didn't play a bad game against Boston, who's a really good team. But Boston came in. They didn't have Marchand. You know, they had the COVID problems. Their coach wasn't there. You had Jake DeBrusk asking for a trade. It looked like Boston was very vulnerable. But Nashville came out a little bit flat, and Boston jumped on them. And by the time Nashville got their game going, they ran into a hot goaltender. They didn't get it done. I think that's going to be something I'm looking for tonight, is can the Predators jump back in there and play the same type of intensity and sharpness that they had in Detroit. I think it would be a very different kind of game. Detroit had come in winning 5 in a row. I think you're going to see a really hungry Islanders team tonight.
I think it'll be a physical matchup for sure. I mean, we know those Barry Trotz coach teams, what they do, but they're trying to win their first game in the new building. So, I mean, there's some desperation there too.
So no doubt.
I'm with Willie on this one.
Well, what's interesting, I'm going to probably bring this up with Elliot. That goalie that you said, that hot goaltender, Jeremy
Swayman.
Swayman?
Yeah.
Tuukka Rask is acting like he's ready to come back. What are they going to do? Because it seems like they like Jeremy Swayman.
I think long term, right, they love Jeremy Swayman. He's only 23.
Right, but
he's
what are you going to do? What are they going to do? I'm going to ask him about the goalie situation in Dallas and the goalie situation in Boston, because I do think, as we talked about with the Stars, they've got all these goaltenders. If Ben Bishop gets back in the mix, like, what are you going to do with all these guys? What's Boston going to do with Tuukka Rask? So, anyway, we'll talk about that with Elliot coming up at 1 o'clock. I agree with you. I do think this one's going to be extremely difficult. They're coming off a nice win in Detroit, who had won 5 in a row, had been very good at home. But they'll have to be – I mean, they're going to have to be on it tonight if they're going to win. This may be the worst time to be getting the Islanders, right? They've been in their valley, and they just got a win on Tuesday night. And it does kind of feel like – and they're looking for their first ever win at home. It does look like this is going to be tough. They're going to have to play their game, you know, what they bring night in and night out, which is hard to do over the course of a season, but they'll have to implement their style. My guess is this is going to be very low scoring. First team to 2 goals maybe wins.
You would think. The Islanders did have a little offensive outburst with 5 in Ottawa 2 nights ago. They got a couple from Anders Lee. He had been in a scoring slump. Mm-hmm. They're still missing a couple of guys. They're still not back. And I don't know if any of those guys will be back in there tonight. They're missing an important defenseman in Pulak that hasn't been there. But they're starting to get pieces back. Remember, they were completely overwhelmed by the COVID. They canceled games. In fact, they were begging the league to say, hey, you know, we need to stop playing here. And they had to keep playing for a while, and they may have dropped a game or two in there that they would have preferred not to play. And they're looking over at Ottawa saying, well, why did you shut them down?
Yeah, shut them down.
And not
games.
Us down.
Right.
And it's a real tricky thing for the league. And they finally did have a game that was rescheduled against the Flyers. So only those two teams, the Islanders and the Senators, had games postponed. Those are the only two teams so far this year, knock on wood, that have had to reschedule games. But like I said, they're moving in the right direction. We know they're a good team. We know they're well coached, and they'll be desperate. So this will be a good challenge for the Predators tonight. And all signs that I see are pointing towards David Rittich to get the start again tonight.
All right. Literally nobody called in, so we don't have a winner. No one called in. No, I'm kidding. The lines blew up. Congratulations to Al Box. Al, thanks for sticking with us, even though Silly Underdogs was a splatter show.
Jeff said Silly Underdog Picks is the best thing all week. Loved it. This was funny as hell.
Oh, my gosh. He liked it. Well, We'll try to be better next week in Silly Underdogs. It was fun, but it was all over the place. So, Al, thanks for listening. Thanks for being caller five. Go enjoy that show in January, Bridgestone Arena, Friday Night Raw, and I'm sure Chase will leave his number because he would like to
SmackDown, go. Not Raw.
SmackDown. Did I say Raw?
You did.
Well, that would be the theme of this hour, so why would we be right on anything? Willie, enjoy the game tonight, and I look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good, guys. Be back tomorrow.
Willie Donick, tonight we'll be back on the call for Bally Sports, Predators, and Islanders. You know what we're going to do? We're actually going to try to get to Elliot on time. So we'll come up with Elliot Freeman to start hour number four next.